Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we get into your word this evening, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, to open our hearts and minds to be receptive, so that, Father, we can gain in strength of our health, strength of faith, Father, and may we walk closer to the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day. Now, Father, be with us. You have to major the study this evening, and we ask this in Jesus' name. All right. If everyone's ready, we're going to be taking communion. And, you know, this evening, that the Lord was betrayed. He took and he break it. And he told him, he said, take, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. So take your bread. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So take your cup. And I pray, the Lord be with you, not only just through this study, but through this night and each and every day of your life. All right. We're going to be going back to our study of the Old Testament, as we've been going through it. And we'll be doing this until Sunday. And then Sunday we're going to be having our Christmas studies. Okay, we're going to be in chapter 20 of 2 Samuel. Give you just a second to get there. All right. Verse 1. And there happened to be there a man of Belial, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bacharah, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no part in David, neither have we inheritance and the son of Jesus, Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel." You see, there's been so many that has been against David. Now he's going back into Israel and becoming their king again, since his son Absalom, which had taken his dad's place, because his dad was run off, he's been killed now. Now David is going back into his house and to being king of Israel. Now, verse 2. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bacharah, but the men of Judah cleave unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. You see, still a lot of them not really want to accept David back. 3. And David came to his house at Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, and put them in ward, and fed them, but went not in unto them, so they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. He's got them shut up. He's having nothing to do with them. And they got to live as widow ladies until death. You see strange things back then. And things like that was all right in that day and time. Not all right for me and you. No. It was all right in that time. 4. Then said the king to Amasa, "Assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days, and be thou here present." So Amasa went to assembly the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. Now, he's not working on time. 6. And David said to Abishai, "Now shall Sheba, the son of Bachar, do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou thy Lord's servants and pursue after him, lest he get him fenced cities and escape us. You see, they're doing nothing but fighting and quarreling. Now he's got another that he's saying is going to do him more harm than what his son Absalom did to him. So he's going to have him run down. Now, and there went out after him Joab's men and the Cherethians and the Philistines and all the mighty men, and they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichar. 8. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them, and Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins in the sheath thereof, and as he went forth, it fell out. Now the sword he's carrying, it fell out of the sheath. And Joab said to Amasa, art thou in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no heed to the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him therewith in the fifth rib and shed out his bowels to the ground and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishiah, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichar. Now, here in 11, and one of Joab's men stood by him and said, he that favoreth Joab and he that is for David, let him go after Joab. Now they're looking for more men to go with them. 12. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field and cast a cloth upon him. When he saw that everyone that came by him stood still, he's looking. 13. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichar. Just a constant fighting, bickering, and carrying on, and a lot of killing. No. And he went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and to Beth-Matarah and all the Berites. And they were gathered together and went also after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth-Machar, and they cast upon a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. 16. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Hear, hear, say, I pray you unto Joab, come near hither that I may speak with thee." 17. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, "Art thou Joab?" And he answered, "I am he." Then she said unto him, "Hear the words of thy handmaid." And he answered, "I do hear." 18. Then she spake, saying, "They were wont to speak in old times, saying, they shall surely ask counsel at Abel." And so they ended the matter. You know, and here again, there's a woman involved and has delivered a city from destruction. Now, here in 19, "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. Thou seekest to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" Now, 20. "And Joab answered and said, far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy." Now, you know, here in 21, says, "The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Ephraim, Sheba, the son of Bachar by name, has lifted up his hand against the king, even against David. Deliver him only, and I will depart from the city." And the woman said unto Joab, "Behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall." Now, she's going to have him killed, beheaded, to throw his head over the wall to him to save the city. Now, 22. "Then the woman went unto all the people in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichar, and cast it out to Joab, and he blew a trumpet and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. You see, they wasn't after him to take him prisoner or anything. They simply wanted him dead. This was the way things went in that day and time. Now, but you know, the sad thing is, there's coming another day that's going to match that. Think about it. There'll be a lot of you that will probably be right here when this all comes to being. Because as tribulation, the beginning of tribulation, tribulation sets in, that's exactly what is going to be taking place. Because those that will not worship the Antichrist and his idol and continue to worship the Lord Jesus will be killed by being beheaded. And without being a part of the Antichrist and his crowd and carrying his mark either on your forehead or in your hand, you'll not be able to buy or sell anything. No food, no nothing. Now, 23. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel, and Benaniah, the son of Jehoshaphat, was over the Cherethians and over the Pelethians. 24. And Adoram was over the tribute, and Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorded. 25. Sheva was scribe, and Zadok and Abiathar were the priests, and Ira also the Jairite was a chief ruler about David. And now we have come to the end of chapter 20. We will be stopping here because our next chapter is also of 22 verses. So we will stop here for the evening and go to the Lord in prayer. So let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, first, we thank you for this day. And we thank you, Father, for keeping us through this day, keeping us safe, so that we were able to be together again this evening and back into your word. And Father, move us closer each and every day to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and put us deeper into your word. Father, that we can walk upright in accordance with your will and your way. Now, Father, we pray for Jerusalem and Israel. We pray for peace. And Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And this land of ours, Father, I pray that those that are evil, that are sitting in the offices of our high places and in our churches, Father, I pray that they wake up, that they be replaced, Father, with those that are serving you, that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, love the church, loves your people, and loves this nation, and will work with us, Father, to bring things back to normal and put our government back upon the foundation that it was founded on. And that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, help us to wake up this nation, to bring it nationwide a revival, Father, that will cross and crisscross this nation in every state and bring people out of darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us all through the night and our families. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And Father, bring us back together again in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern time, and back into the study of your word. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all. Have a great, great, great night. Bye-bye now.